Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Esprit.net News.
I want to get the language right tonight.
This is America. My president is
don't ever let anybody tell you that your efforts don't matter.
This is not a war zone. These are unarmed people.
Politicians and commentators.
Don't let anybody take your man.
Does that remind you that I've done this before?
It doesn't make you tough to hurt these people.
You have tuned into Independent Thought Radio, where we cover world and national news with current affairs. Some good, some bad, but it's all the news you need to know. I'm your host, Jerome Esprit, bringing you straight talk outside the headlines. So sit back and relax, call in, or hit us up in chat. Now, as long as you're ready, we're ready. Welcome again to Esprit.net News. You know, here we go. It is Thursday, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can always tune in on this network. Catch us on Esprit Radio. Go to BTR, Ask Kathleen Network. We're here. Now, on this program, yes, it is still Black History Month. I don't care if it's March 1st, but it's still Black History Month. So we are going to give you some information, I guess we'll call it a Black History Month fact. And, you know, Disney's Black Panther is still number one at the box office, so don't worry about that. People of color accounted for the majority of movie ticket sales. That's across the board, according to a new study. Amazon buys the smart doorbell firm Ring, you know, the Ring 2 folks. Well, Amazon now owns them. We have that story. Walmart bans the sales of gun and ammunition to anyone under 21 after, this is hours after Dick's Sporting Goods stopped selling assault rifles. So Dick's went first, and then Walmart went behind them. Also, Enterprise, Alamo, and National Car Rentals are ending their discounts with the NRA. We have that this week in court and much more. I want to welcome you on to Esprit.net News. Now, this is where you get a week worth of news in just one setting. And, you know, just want to welcome you on if this is your first time here. Now, if you want to contact us, you know, it is news@soulofsyracuse.com, or you can hit us up in our chat room. Sometimes we take some comments or questions from there. We may have those, have the chat room open in a second, momentarily. So I just want to say that and welcome you on to the show. Now, it is Black History Month, so we're going to start off with a Black History Month fact. I guess we can call it a fact of Black History Month. Now, if you didn't hear the show, I know we had technical difficulties last week, but if you didn't hear the show, I'll give you a Black History Month fact from before. Now, Disney's Black Panther, the movie that's out in theaters right now, it claimed the top spot of North American box office last weekend and the weekend before. It set a historic, you know, $243 million debut over President's Day weekend. But now it's already passed, I guess it almost kind of doubled that. We're at 400 and something million, but nearly $800 million worldwide. So if you don't know, the action-packed film directed by Ryan Coogler also received honors as the fifth largest three-day opening ever in history, according to Box Office Mojo. The film is number one in openings in February, in the winter, on President's Day, and is the largest opening for a Monday with 40 million-plus viewers, and it's the largest Thursday ever in February as well. And, you know, it is the second largest opening for two straight weekends in the history of them recording that. So still behind Star Wars, only behind Star Wars, The Force Awakens. It's the second highest four-day gross of all time, the second largest Sunday of all time, and it just missed it by about 485,000. It debuted in 4,020 theaters. Black Panther per average for a three-day weekend was a massive $50,000 per $50,200 per theater. It's the third largest ever. Even more eye-opening, Black Panther's theater count was the smallest amongst the top 15 openings of all time and second only to the Furious 7 in the top 25. Now, it also is the largest opening in IMAX history. It made $35 million in IMAX. So internationally, despite not debuting in China until March 1st, it starts in Japan today, and in Russia it hasn't even debuted. The film has delivered the 15th largest worldwide debut of all time, and it also posted the highest grossing film in February opening of all time in the UK and Ireland. And so there you have it. It is still doing doing damage. You know, Ryan Coogler sent a message out to his fans or to the people who were seeing it and said that it still humbles me to think that people care enough to spend money, to spend their money and time watching our film, but to see people of all backgrounds wearing clothes that celebrate their heritage, taking pictures next to our posters with their friends and family, and sometimes dancing in the lobbies of the theaters often moved me and my wife to tears. And he said, never in a million years did we imagine that you all would come out this strong. And P.S. Wakanda forever. Now, if you don't know, it tops, just to get this, Black Panther tops the lifetime gross of Marvel, DC, and X-Men movies. All of them. The only one that's ahead of it is the Star Wars franchise, just one of them. But it is doing some great numbers. So congratulations to them. Again, it was so nice I had to say it twice since, again, for a second weekend, they actually became only the third movie to go over $100 million for two weekends in a row. And hopefully they will go over $100 million next weekend so they can be the only ones to do it for three weekends in a row. But just wanted to shout that out for our Black History Month fact to start off the show. Now, our first news story, an Israel-based company, Celebrite, which has become the U.S. government contractor of choice for unlocking iPhones, has said that it can unlock devices running the operating system, iOS 11. So now the government actually can't unlock your iPhone without going to Apple. But I don't know why they felt like they needed to make a news story out of this. So if you got an iPhone, they won't be getting a court order anymore. The U.S. government can actually open it. Just wanted to give you some news you can use. And shout out to my girl, Lucy Abreu. Oh, you know, before I go any farther, happy birthday to my girl, Marilyn. It is March 1st. Want to make sure I say that to start off the program. Just in case you listen to the archives, Marilyn, happy birthday. Also, you know, for a second time in 4 years, Citigroup will issue a massive refund of $335 million to customers after an investor found that the bank wasn't paying full benefits for some 1.75 million cardholders. So they're reconciling their books and they're refunding $335 million to customers. So if you're a Citibank user, customer, and you have a credit card through them, check their statement because they may owe you money. And they're saying that they were miscalculating over the years. Okay. I'll buy that when I see it like everybody else. Now, Amazon is buying smart doorbell firm Ring for $1 billion. That's ahead of its plans to expand its service and deliver packages inside your home while you're away. So the home security startup Ring, based in Santa Monica, California, produces doorbells which captures video that can be streamed on smartphones and other devices. Amazon just bought them because they're starting a service that they are going to start delivering your packages and leaving them inside your house. So if you want to combine Ring so that they ring the doorbell, alert you on your smartphone, you open your door, they put it inside and lock your door back, I guess that's where we're going. But Amazon just bought Ring. If you haven't seen the commercials, that's pretty much how that goes. Now, 1 in 14 American women smoke while pregnant. That's according to the CDC. Their data that they released this week said that more than 7% of American women who gave birth in 2016 reported that they smoked, according to the report from the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. I don't know what this means. But in another story, there's a new study that says breastfeeding reduces women's risk of heart disease for up to 15 years. Now, researchers from the University of Pittsburgh found that among women with healthy blood pressures during their pregnancy, breastfeeding for 6 months or more has heart health benefits. There you go. And I know a lot of times I see these debates online where people are fighting breastfeeding and formula and all that other stuff. I am just doing the news. I'm not jumping into that at all, but just so that you know, breastfeeding reduces women's risk of heart disease. That's according to the University of Pittsburgh, not me. A new CNN survey suggests that a rising tide of support for stricter gun laws in America, with more adults saying that, they're saying this now, that it's time to follow the Parkland High School massacre. So more people are suggesting that we need stricter gun laws. So many Americans have been calling on companies to end their partnership with the NRA since this last school shooting. And Delta Airlines, MetLife, Hertz, they have all cut ties. Amazon streams NRA TV, but they haven't said that they were cutting theirs yet. And today, Georgia state legislature has, I guess they've taken back a tax break that they were giving Delta Airlines because Delta doesn't honor NRA members for whatever their Delta discount, Sky Miles, whatever that program is. So they are ending a tax break with the state of Georgia, which is the hub, is where the hub of Delta Airlines is. On a side note, the state of Virginia and New York State has opted to, has approached Delta Airlines and said, you can move your headquarters here. I'm just doing the news. Now, a Pennsylvania school district will cancel classes at an elementary school because a church that was led by, I'm not going to say his name, a church down the street was hosting a ceremony featuring AR-15 rifles. Now, at this church, the parishioners were told, if you don't bring your AR-50 to church, you have to bring a receipt, they cost at least $700, a receipt showing that you have an AR-15. Who goes to a church that worships having a specific gun, or a gun at all? But that's what they're doing in Pennsylvania. So the school district did cancel classes at an elementary school, which is close to the church, on Wednesday because the church was having a service featuring what they said was featuring AR-15s rifles. Now, the pastor of the church said that the reason that they were worshiping the AR-15 is because Jesus, I guess in the Bible, they're seeing the rod that they were referring to was having a gun. I don't think they had guns during Jesus' time, but anyway, that's their interpretation of the Bible for you. Now, I just want to remind you, you're listening to Esprinet News. You can call in and join us at 909-265-9189. And if you want to, yeah, that is right. I had to hesitate on the number. And for everyone on the line, I just want to say hey, and if you want to come in, just hit 1 on the line, and I will bring you in. But just want to make sure you know that we're here Thursdays at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you want to check in, if you're checking us out on the archives and want to tune in live. Now, you can always send your questions and comments, but we know the rule on that one. All right, Denmark will double punishments for crimes committed in what they called ghettos under a new proposal. Now, this is Denmark. Now, so-called special punishment zones will be set up for underprivileged areas in Denmark to crack down on such crimes as theft, vandalism, and threatening behavior. So if you commit a crime outside of these special punishment zones, you're going to get your regular sentence, and if it happens in a high crime area, they're going to double your sentence. I don't think this makes any sense, but they're punishing poor people. So if you're in a poor area and you get caught for something that they would let you off in a richer area, I think they do that anyway in the U.S., but that's just me. Just wanted to put that out there. All right, now the Japanese and Singaporean passports are the most powerful in the world, with the U.K. remaining fourth. Germany is third, by the way, and the U.S. is fifth. Now, the annual visa restriction index compiled by a U.K.-based firm, Henley & Partners, showed that people from Japan and Singapore can travel to 180 countries without the need of a visa. Now, the rankings are published every year and are based on the number of countries a passport can give a person access to without the need for a visa. Now, in second place, because they were tied, since Japan and Singapore was tied, Germany is in second place for the passports. It has dropped down from the top spot. They can only travel to 179 countries without a visa. The number one is 180, just one more country. Now, they didn't name what countries that they couldn't and could not go to, but just the number of countries that you can travel to with a passport without a visa. Now, coming in third for passports is France, Italy, Spain, Denmark, Finland, Sweden, and North Korea. They all have visa-free access to 178 countries. Ranking jointly fifth is the United States, Canada, Switzerland, and Ireland. They all have 176 countries that they can go to. Now, I'm not going to tell you who the bottom is, Afghanistan, but anyway, you know that Iran, Iraq, all those guys were near the bottom, and it was an interesting list to look at, but I can tell you, just a mental note of what countries you can travel to with a passport without a visa. But for those people with dual citizenships, hey, you can go anywhere you want to, I guess. Or combine your two countries together, and you can find out that way. Now, Norwegian Nobel Institute, they said Wednesday that they filed a police report after receiving a seemingly fraudulent nomination for Donald Trump. Now, the news broke last week that he was being nominated for a Nobel Prize. And come to find out, they sent it to police. Somebody forged a form. It wasn't even a real form that they sent to the committee. And the Nobel Institute director said that we have good reason to believe that the nomination we received concerning Trump has been falsified. He refused to provide further details, saying that it was for the police to give more information, but they are following up on it. So I don't know why anybody would have been fooled by this. I thought it was fake news that, you know, when I saw the news story saying that he was being nominated or considered. But, you know, I'm going to go with Fox. Somebody from the Fox News sphere did that, or somebody who at least watched Fox. But what would you offer him a Nobel Prize for? I mean, you can call in and give us categories if you like, but no, matter of fact, don't do that. So he is, the Nobel Committee said that it is fraud. All right, now Democrats flipped two more GOP-held state seats. They won in New Hampshire and Connecticut, coming off of fresh victories in Trump-supporting districts in Kentucky, Florida, and Wisconsin. So here we go with the numbers. Democrats have flipped 39 seats since the 2016 election of Donald Trump, and the GOP only flipped 4 seats. Democrats, 39, Republicans, 4. Now, if No one can see this butt-whipping coming from a mile away. They're going to get swept no matter what the heck happened. And plus, you know, this week there was a set trial date for Paul Manafort, who has his trial set for September. Again, the election is in November. So can you imagine learning all of this stuff that you're going to find out on the Republican side and the people who've been obstructing justice just before the next election? So this should be a little interesting to watch, but I see a landslide coming. It's not going to take a you know, I don't want to use cliches, but hey, it doesn't take much to see this one coming. Former President Barack Obama said that he believes that social media platforms, including Facebook, need to look into their business models because of how they can be abused by the likes of neo-Nazis. Now, in an hour-long speech at the Slogan Sports Analysis Conference at MIT on Friday, the president, who also addressed the roles of websites like Google and Twitter and I guess in subverting democracy, he described the sites as highly powerful potential forces for good. And he said what is also true is that our social media platform are just a tool. So the president addressed how Americans today live in different realities where they do not have different opinions but different facts. And it isn't just the spread of fake news by Russian-inspired bots, he said, but media organizations like Fox News and New York Times editorial pages that do not describe the same thing. So, you know, President Obama is just putting that out there. People see the same event and describe them totally differently, just to put a spin on it. But I think, again, I think Fox News is the pro at at that. All right. Now, Disney and Marvel's Black Panther continued its box office domination this weekend, becoming the fourth film to ever deliver over $100 million in its second weekend. Now, it's the second largest weekend of all times. Black Panther also continues to surge internationally, where it's brought in over $400 million thanks to their earlier projections that were low. They only projected that they would make $83 million over the weekend from 55 markets. They were wrong. But it pushed the film's worldwide total nearly to $800 million to date. I think they averaged about $10 million a day. But it was higher than that, but they're still going strong. So Black Panther has been outperforming their estimates since release. And, you know, on that note, Black Panther, I guess I would say, inspired the Walt Disney Company to donate $1 million to the Boys and Girls Club of America to improve high-tech skills for youth. Now, the funding will help expand the group's STEM, their science, technology, engineering, and math programs, including a new STEM Center of Innovation in Oakland, California. The grant will also help the Boys and Girls Club, the Boys and Girls Club CA, I don't know what association that is, develop its existence nationwide STEM program and establish new STEM centers of innovation in Atlanta, Baltimore, Chicago, New York City, Harlem, Hartford, Connecticut, Memphis, Tennessee, New Orleans, Orlando, Philadelphia, Washington, and Watts in Los Angeles and also in Oakland. So, again, Black Panther is going to get over $1 billion. Walt Disney need to come up a little bit on their donation, but this is their initial $1 million donation to the Boys and Girls Club, just for the high turnout and the love that folks are showing the movie. Now, the television industry exclusion of female show creators and people of color has only gotten worse in this new season, according to a new study. Creators of new shows in 2017 and 18 were 91% white, 84% black, marking a step backwards for both gender and racial diversity behind the camera. That's according to researchers from the University of California in Los Angeles, UCLA. They reported this on Tuesday, and they said, despite modest gains in diversity of cast in film and television and widespread evidence that diverse content yields box office success and high ratings, but white men still occupy the vast majority of creative positions, is what the study found. We didn't really need a study for that, but it's what the study found. And of the 45 new scripted television shows approved for 2017 and 18 across broadcast, cable, and digital platforms, there were only 4 creators of color, all whom were black. Now, there were only 7 female creators, with women behind only 16% of the new shows and minorities just behind 9%. Now, the outlook was worse than overall representation in the previous season. You know, they cut Rosewood and what was the other one? Carmichael Show and all of those guys. So, you know, but they said the previous season, which was marginally better in both categories, still went down. All new broadcast shows had white creators. Now, the study provided further evidence that audiences preferred diverse content. Films with casts that were 21 to 30% people of color had the highest median global box office returns and the highest median returns on investment. Let me say that again. People of color, 21 to 30%, had the highest median global box office returns and the highest median returns on investment. Meanwhile, movies with casts that were mostly white had the lowest median box office returns and made up a majority of the 2016 film projects. Now, people of color also accounted for the majority of ticket sales for 5 of the top 10 films. People of color also accounted for the majority of ticket sales across all demographics. So there you have it. I should have did the Black Panther story after that, but now you know why Black Panther is raking in the bucks, because black people usually, and I think a study at some point had black people specifically, was 1 out of 4 tickets sold was sold to someone black, not just a person of color, but someone black. Now, I don't know what the numbers are now, but apparently they've gotten better. On that note, let's go to the phone lines and bring in the commish. Hey, Kathleen, how are you doing? Did I lose you? Okay, Kathleen, I don't know if you have me on mute, but your mic is open, so we'll just leave it open. Let me know when you're back. So here's, you know, I thought about this, but there is a North Texas teenager who falsely claimed that she was kidnapped and raped by 3 black men last March and will likely serve no jail time. Now, on Thursday, this 19-year-old Brianna, I guess, Harmon, who is of, I guess it's called Pottsboro in North Texas, pled guilty to 4 felony charges of tampering with physical evidence and government documents in relation to false reporting of a kidnapping and sexual assault. No suspects were ever identified or arrested in the case, but Harmon, who will be sentenced on March 20th, her plea deal had 2 possible punishments: regular probation or deferred adjudication, which often involves fulfilling a requirement such as treatment or community service. Neither involves jail time. Now, she told officers that she was upset after she and her fiancé had been fighting. So according to the Herald Democrat, Harmon said that she cut herself, and then she cut her clothes and then made up the rape story because she didn't want her family to be angry with her. So, again, she made up a story that she was raped by 3 black men. I don't know how that sounds for you being late coming home, that was a viable. But anyway, she won't get any jail time for that. Now, if you have not heard of, you know, this was an interesting story, but, you know, Childish Gambino or Danny Glover, a.k.a. Danny Glover, Donald Glover, I don't know why I call him Danny, Donald Glover, had some problems on the set of the show Community, you know, that he left. He left 30 Rock, too, but, you know, and his show ATL, which has, I think it's tonight, has their season premiere, and it's been very successful. He had problems with former Saturday Night Live original cast member Chevy Chase, because Chevy Chase said to Donald Glover, "People think you're funny because you're black." And he made racist remarks to Glover on the set of Community to throw him off because he was jealous. Now, Dan Harmon, who was a writer on that TV show, on that TV series, claimed that Chevy Chase, who was 74, was intimidated by Glover's talent and would make snide, racially charged comments in between takes. Now, since Glover left the show, and Glover said, by the way, Glover said he pretty much ignored him because he was kind of just a grumpy old man. He knew what he was trying to do. But it didn't bother Glover. But he ended up winning 2 Emmys, and I don't know, is he up for a Grammy? But he won many awards since he's been on that show Community. But Chevy Chase said that he's being mischaracterized. But a former writer who left the show is telling that story, and he said, people think you're funny because you're black. And that's what Chevy Chase said to Donald Glover. Donald Glover never spoke of this, by the way. It was one of the European writers who actually came out and told this story. All right. Now, Kamish, are you with us? I think your line is still open. Your mic is still open. If you're available. Okay. All right. Well, I can't tell what's the noise in the background. You might, your mic sounds kind of far away if you're speaking. So can't really hear. But, again, I'll leave your mic open. Just interrupt me when if you're somewhere that you can get me off mute. All right. Now, the NFL signed sponsorship deals with Pizza Hut after hours of ending its agreement with Papa John's, whose father had criticized the league, their response to the players protesting during the anthem. So if you don't remember, Papa John's CEO was talking about the players kneeling and what his problem was with it. And so after the NFL went to Papa John's and they ended their sponsorship deal, the league signed another deal with their competitor, Pizza Hut. So Kentucky-based Papa John's has been critical of the league's leadership as well, but it was more like they shouldn't be kneeling and the league should do something. So Papa John's is out of there. And good riddance to you, because I didn't want to see you. All right, so I'll be going to Pizza Hut, even though I don't go to either one, but I'll go to Pizza Hut if I had to go. Now, the reigning NBA champion Golden State Warriors took a tour of the National Museum of African American History and Culture with some local students from the NBA star forward Kevin Durant's native Seat Pleasant, Maryland on Tuesday. Now, this was instead of going to the White House, you know, the defending NBA champions did not want to go to the White House. So how that works is that when you win your championship, your next season, when you're playing a team that's close to the White House is when they normally schedule their visit to the White House. But Kevin Durant said that we never had those opportunities coming from Seat Pleasant and getting to hang around with the best team in the NBA, the world champions. We never got the opportunity at that age to be able to provide them with that type of experience. Is going to do a lot for those kids. They're going to remember this for the rest of their lives. Now, they went to the National African American History and Cultural Museum, I guess, is what it's called. The National Museum of African American History and Culture. See, I had to get the name right. Now, back in October, the Warriors star and former NBA MVP, Stephen Curry, was asked if he and his teammates would visit the White House this season, and he responded by saying that if it was up to him, the answer would be no, but he's leaving it up to the team, and then the team voted, and they said no. So you know what happened after that. He said no, so that dotard Trump ended up saying that he was rescinding their offer. But forget all the other news sources. Listen to this one. Once they told him no, he rescinded the offer. He didn't rescind their offer, but they just wasn't having it. All right. I just want to let you know you're listening to Esprinet News. You can call and join us, 909-265-9189. Commish, your mic is open. If you want to join in at any time, I didn't think I wanted to put you back on mute, but, hey, in case you're in the middle of something, fine, sit back and listen to the news, but you're on, so you can jump in anytime you want. I want to say hey to my folks in Texas, my people in Houston. See a couple of them online. And, hey, we're missing Brother Sean, but he usually calls into the show and low-key. So I'll keep an eye out for you. Sometimes I kind of miss stuff by, from looking at the news stories. All right. Now, police reports recently filed against Las Vegas mogul Steve Wynn detail more accusations of sexual misconduct from over 40 years ago. So the Associated Press reported on Tuesday that it had obtained police reports filed by two unidentified women who accused Wynn of raping them and firing a worker who refused to sleep with them. Now, one of the women told the Las Vegas police that she had given birth to a daughter after Wynn raped her at least three times in her Chicago apartment around 1973 and 74. Another woman reported that she began having consensual sex with Wynn while working at the casino as a dealer at the Golden Nugget in Las Vegas, but she was fired in the summer in 1976 after refusing him. So Steve Wynn is going to have some problems. And again, you know what? You throw stones, but Steve Wynn threw a lot of stones, and now they're really coming back to bite him. So there you have it for Steve Wynn. Now, Denver mayor apologizes after a female cop on a security detail accused him of harassing her by sending her scary sex text. Now, the Denver mayor, Michael Hancock, said that he overstepped the mark in sending a series of text messages to a woman that once served as a member of the security team. So he just apologized and kept it moving. But, you know, everybody is getting caught. See, that text message stuff can get you in trouble. You know, I'm not saying anything. I have nothing to add on top of that. But people are getting themselves in trouble with modern technology. So there you have it with that. All right. You know, Amazon. Wait a minute, Kathleen, are you in?
Okay.
Dutch is back. All right. Now, Florida lawmakers shot down a bill that would have banned assault weapons. But agreed to raise the legal purchase age to 21 and will give teachers the right to carry guns. So in a really strange little twist of life, they won't ban assault weapons. Now they want to give teachers the right to carry guns. Also in that same session, Florida lawmakers did make it illegal. Well, what they said was, porn was somehow threatening to the future. In the same session, that porn was more detrimental, but they won't ban assault weapons. There you go in Florida. Now, two students have been arrested for allegedly setting up a GoFundMe account to raise money for ammunition to carry out a shooting at Combs High School in Santan Valley, Arizona. So get this. After they saw mass shooting, two students set up a GoFundMe because they didn't have enough money to buy ammunition. Of course they're going to get arrested. Now, a 15-year-old boy charged with the murdering of a teenage girl in Colorado may be planning to blame the acne drug Accutane for his actions. Now, the teenager is accused of, I guess I shouldn't say her name. It's Michaela Grout. She was 19 with he killed her with a hunting knife in her apartment in Longmont, Colorado, in November of last year. Now, during the hearing in Boulder on Friday, the suspect's lawyer hinted that he might be trying to use the acne drug, which has been linked to previous erratic behavior, as a part of the defense. He killed her with a knife. 15-year-old kid kills a 19-year-old girl. It was the acne medicine. All right, good luck with that one. Now, women in Syria have reportedly being sexually exploited by men delivering aid on behalf of the UN and international charities. Now, if you remember, we did four stories last time about UNICEF International, Oxfam, and Save the Children, and another UN agency who the workers are selling the goods that they're supposed to be giving people in hurricane, earthquake areas, tsunami areas for sex. Now we have another one in Syria. Now, the new report has revealed that the abuse is still going on in the south of the country, despite warnings that aid bosses 3 years ago. The aid workers said that men would ask for sexual favors in return for food and rides, and the exploitation led to some Syrian women refusing to go to distribution centers. There we have it. Again, somebody needs to have a talk. We have an ethics problem in this piece. So, you know, not only are people shooting at people and mass murder, now they're trading aid for sexual favors. All right. Now, a threefold increase in the demand for exorcisms have prompted the Vatican to hold an international conference in a bid to train more priests to carry them out. So the church is concerned that the skills of some of its current exorcists have declined and is worried that priests will no longer learn the technique. So according to Friar Benigo Perilla, one of the organizers of the conference, which took place in Sicily, there are now some 500,000 cases requiring exorcism in Italy by itself each year. So the Vatican Radio is reporting this, by the way. He blamed the increase on the growing number of people seeking services from fortune tellers and tarot card readers in recent years. He said such practices open doors to the devil and possession. Exorcism can only be performed with high-level permission from the church. So the Vatican is getting prepared. Now, I know we did a story about this maybe about 6 months ago, but the Vatican is saying across all over the place at all of their churches that they need to get, you know, their numbers up on people doing exorcism. Don't know why. All right, now Joshua Webb, who's 37, allegedly killed his mother, Tina Webb, who's 59, and their dog in their Oregon home on Mother's Day last year before, get this, he cut her up and then took it to a grocery store. Now, Joshua Webb, they're saying, I don't know if he's claiming insanity, but this goes around with some of the other stories of people killing their parents. We don't know what is going on in the world that people are killing their parents. Now, an assistant principal with three kids of her own had sex with a student on school grounds and then told his mother that she loved him. Now, Don Dimler, who was the assistant principal in Columbia, South Carolina, has been charged over the weekend with sexual battery for allegedly sleeping with her 19-year-old student. So here we go with that again. We, I stopped doing those stories for the longest, but technically we have some on the docket, so we're going to do them tonight. Now, a married middle school science teacher, 26, is arrested over her relationship with a 14-year-old male student who she sent nude photographs and brought drugs for. Now, Stephanie Peterson, 26, was arrested in New Smyrna, Florida, after the boy allegedly confided in his parents and then told them that Peterson, whose real name is Farini, picked him up. That's her married name. Picked him up occasionally from her home at 11 p.m., from their home at 11 p.m., and then often spent hours with him in private afterwards. He said that she sent him nude pictures of herself, and then she brought him marijuana and a bowl to smoke it in. So the boy said that he told his parents that the relationship made his grades suffer. So get this, he wasn't going to tell you, but once his grades suffer, he told his parents that he slept with his teacher. All right. Lucky Lowkey isn't here today. I think I'm the only one that can really laugh at that. But Lowkey, if you're checking this out in the archives, remind me to bring that story back up next time you're on the show. Now, the 27-year-old Giselle Taylor began fighting with her in-home fiancé in Tarpon Springs, Florida, in their residence after he wouldn't crack her back. Literally, she was having back problems, so he wouldn't crack her back. So she began fighting him, got arrested. She stabbed him just because he wouldn't crack her back. I know, it seems like a weird thing to fight somebody over, but she did. All right, now, there's a village that forces its males to dress up as women after five healthy men die in their sleep. So it's sparking fears that a ghost of an evil widow is taking revenge. So the residents of this remote Thai village also put up scarecrows with fake Johnsons outside of their homes after five, I guess they put it up after five fit and healthy young men died suddenly in recent weeks. So, you know, I guess we're just going to have to go with that story as is. But they're having problems in Thailand. Now, I know, again, I may have done this story, but, you know, after our, you know, what's going on with AR-15s and stuff in the world, Cameron Parks Firefighting Association in California was slammed for offering AR-15s as a main raffle prize for their fundraiser right after the shooting. South Lyons High School in Michigan, they canceled their charity dinner after people complained that it was raffling an AR-15. Now, third graders in Missouri will raffle an AR-15 despite the backlash after a baseball coach defends the $5 a ticket fundraiser. He said the giveaway is a positive thing. So here we go. Now, California cops broke up this mass shooting plot at a high school after investigators found an arsenal of guns and ammunition at the home of disgruntled student 17 in Los Angeles, California, or Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department is saying that on Tuesday, a security guard at El Camino High School in Whittier overheard a disgruntled student threatening to open fire at a school, and they actually went to the school's house, went to the kid's house, and found out that he amassed all of these weapons. There you have it. Now, you know, if, you know, I know there's a lot in the Russian meddling investigation, but Robert, the special prosecutor, Robert Mueller, his indictment and claimed that Russians meddled in the campaign. They attempted to suppress black voter turnout. Now, the shocking claim was buried on page 18 of that 37-page indictment that was released last week as a part of his ongoing probe to Russian meddling into the 2016 elections. So it says that the indictment says that it claims that the later half of 2016, the defendants began to encourage U.S. minority groups not to vote in the 2016 election or to vote for a third-party U.S. presidential candidate. So Mueller cites this Russian-controlled Instagram account called Woke Blacks. Now, this is Russian, by the way, but they have an Instagram account called Woke Blacks, which posted a particular hype and hatred for Trump and it's misleading the people and forcing blacks to vote for Hillary is kind of what they're saying in that, in their advertising. They said, we cannot resort to the lesser of two devils, and then we should surely be better off without voting at all. Another Russian-controlled account called Blacktivist hosted a Russian purchase-sponsored post urging supporters to vote for Green Party candidate Jill Stein. That's according to the indictment. So in the indictment, they're actually talking about the targeting of black folks from the Russians. We also know that that happened. And also last week, you know, MSNBC show host Joy Ann Reid, she was targeted by Russian trolls as well. So Law and Crime report that raw data indicates that 267 retweets from Joy Reid for Russian farms was the highest out of all the other pundits on TV. Now, the second highest to Joy Reid's retweets was Sean Hannity's, who only had a handful. So, again, he has a handful of tweets, and they retweeted Joy Reid 267 times. Now, as more information emerges about the Russian probe interference, especially on social media, it is believed that the Russian trolls tried to get in good with the black community by pretending to be black activists. One of the most successful accounts running by this Russian troll firm was called For My Squad. They even, you know, they're trying to play the black folks, mind you, so which would garner thousands, hundreds of thousands responses, reblogs, replies, and likes with every post. Most notoriously, the account created a set of GIFs or GIFs that of videos of a black girl being assaulted by police, and they fostered a claim that the police was a member of the NYPD. There was no evidence that any of the activists interacted with Russian trolls had any knowledge of their true identity. But on last week, Joy Reid herself tweeted that the Russians has played this game before, pretending to empathize with black America's plight as a way of playing them and stripping them of their rights. The Russian government is not our friend, none of us. So, you know, I am surprised even, you know, sometimes I'll look at what countries this show is being listened to, and I am surprised that there are people in Russia listening to the show. So, again, it could just be a bot. They could just be downloading it, whatever. But, you know, they are on manipulating the U.S. through technology. But, you know, we can actually see through our numbers where, you know, what companies, what countries are accessing our program. But they're working at manipulating us. Believe me, it's really difficult to influence black folks. So I think you're better off hitting the people who you've been hitting before. All right, just want to remind you, listen to Espreenet News. Hey, you know, again, we're here every Thursday, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can call in and join us, 909-265-9189. If you want to join in on the program. Now, you know, the South African veteran actor Carl, it looks like Carl Kanai because we had the closing chin, but it's not that. It's Kanai, I think is what it's pronounced. But he was highly responsible for the Xhosa becoming the official language of the country of Wakanda in the Black Panther movie. Now, it all started on the set of Captain America's Civil War in 2016. He was playing King T'Chaka, the father of King T'Challa, the same way it is on Black Panther. But he said, we had some scenes where I had to do a conversation with my son. And during the press junket of Black Panther, that the movie that's out now, he said he was supposed to say, I miss you, son. I haven't seen you in a very long time. So I asked the director, why am I speaking English? My son, he's my son, and we're from Wakanda. So the director asked him, what would you like to say? And he said, you know, I have it written in front of me. I don't get English this well. So I am not going to mess with Zosha as a language. But he said, when he said, spoke in that language to Chadwick Boseman, who plays T'Challa, he said his biggest surprise was that Chadwick responded in the same language. I asked him, where did you learn that? And he said, I was in Cape Town. I worked with a South African crew, and he learned it. Now, if you don't know the language, it is spoken by 19 million people. So Lupita Nyong'o, who stars in the movie Black Panther, said that it was quite a challenge because Zosha language is one of the hardest languages on the planet. So if you get a chance to see Black Panther, know that they all learn how to speak this language, so when they're in Wakanda, they can actually speak in the native language. It's South African, and I think it's Zulu, but it's really pretty soft. South is where that language is native of. And but you can see it. You'll see it on the movie if you go see Black Panther. I don't think there's any YouTubes on how to speak Zosha. Not sure. All right. Now, again, the story that I just did with the sexual misconduct, I forgot the Red Cross. So it was the Red Cross. Oxfam had the sexual misconduct in Haiti. I guess Save the Children in UNICEF. The guy who runs that organization, Justin Forsythe, resigned, and he apologized. He said it was with a heavy heart, undeservingly, for sending offending text messages, commenting on how colleagues looked and what they were wearing. So he was sexually harassing female staff members, younger female staff members, and he said he just didn't want Save the Children in the UK, those guys to look bad, UNICEF, and they have a wider cause, and he loved two organizations, and he cherished them, and he couldn't let this happen. But he did it, but he wanted to kind of save face for the organization. All right, now, in our last story of the day, a wife divorced her husband in Dubai because he charged her $150 every time she asked him for a ride. So the unemployed husband from Dubai told his wife the fee was because the time that he spent chauffeuring her around was keeping her away from her friends. Now, that had to be enough to kind of drive you crazy. I didn't want to go into that too much on that story, but apparently she got mad at him and she was she was done. But I need low key here for that one. But again, she divorced him for asking her for money. But he shouldn't have been charging her is the problem. Now, you know what? Actually, I do have another story. Now, there's a new surgery out there that people are getting belly button plastic surgery. Now, they're saying the numbers have doubled in recent years. Experts say that this is due to social media and people being more aware of their bodies. So not only are people getting, like, butt injections and lip injections and all these other things, now people are getting belly button surgery. And I can't remember who the entertainer was that they were saying, hey, people are trying to mock this person or saying, I want a belly button like this person. They're really spending a whole lot of money to have surgery on their belly button. There you have it. Hey, I just wanted to remind you, you're listening to Esprit Net News. I will see you again next week. Just wanted to make sure we kept you up to date.